All right.
Am I looking at the camera? Which one am I looking at? Am I looking at
it? Doesn't matter.
Okay. You're talking to Christian.
Just the whole time.
Yeah, pretty much. Is this table safe to sit on?
I don't think so.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I would not sit on it.
I'm going to rate that one as low.
Yeah, low on the wisdom. So, all right,
we're good to go.
I'm ready. That's all. So,
off the
My name's Christian. I'm the host of the Most High Show. And happy to be sitting here with KJS.
Yeah.
I gave you a 90s KJS. Rap name. Kevin. Joe.
Smith.
I couldn't tell if he is just really wise for his age or if I'm just still very immature. And I think it's probably a combination of the both. Yeah. He is a 16-year-old self-proclaimed preacher of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so I thought we'd come and we'd sit down and talk to someone who seems to be further along than most of us. Yeah.
Nice.
Good intro, huh?
Good intro.
I'm getting better at this.
I humbly accept the intro.
Good. Good. Why preach? Why not model or sing or...
Are you saying I'm highly attractive? That's weird. No.
I'm just saying, of all the aspirations of a young person, you know, most young people aspire for some sort of social famous spot. But you're saying, nah, I'm going to preach.
Yeah, well, I used to be a terrible public speaker.
Okay.
So, like, I would fail projects just because I couldn't present them. Or I would, like, look down or talk really high or my hands would sweat. And one day, at my old church that I used to go to, youth group was like, do you want to preach? And I was like, not really.
Yeah,
and right. they were like, no, do it. And so I did it. And then something just kind of, I don't know. God just kind of like, I don't know. I got the impression, hey, man, I kind of want you to preach, you know? And so, like, just prayed about it, sought it out, and then just had this passion to tell people about
Jesus.
What
was that first time like?
Well, actually... there's a video, and I was like, the first 2 minutes, my voice got high, and my hands started sweating.
Oh, boy.
And then somebody in the crowd, they were like, come on, Kevin, like Pentecostal.
Yeah.
And then I just got into it. And like...
Something clicked,
yeah.
Okay. So, tell me about your preaching. So, why do you call yourself a preacher?
It's because I preach.
Nice.
I don't know.
Yeah. So what's that like? What's preaching like?
I think every Christian is a preacher because preaching just simply means to proclaim. So right now I'm preaching, just proclaiming something, right? I'm proclaiming. Mm. And so if we're all called to preach the gospel in the sense that we're called to proclaim Jesus to the world. That might not look like I'm standing on a stage and I'm talking to a church. That might look like one-on-one right. conversation with somebody. But I think that's what we're all called to do. And I think I'm called to also to a specific, you know, to just... preach kind of like Jesus did on the Sermon on the Mount, but just to people, you know?
What's that mean? Preach to like Jesus did.
Like Jesus did. I mean, Jesus.
Sermon on the Mount is a famous sermon.
Yeah.
The famous sermon that Jesus preached on the Mount.
Right. Mount of Olives.
It's in which Gospels account?
Matthew 5, 6, and 7.
Okay. In there is where you find what the Beatitudes.
Right.
Blessed are the poor at heart. Yeah. Blessed are the oppressed or the peacemakers or yeah. whatever it is. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So that's the Sermon on the Mount.
Yeah.
Jesus on a Mount. Sermoning. Yeah.
So I think what I was saying is that he's speaking to a crowd and they're all getting their own revelation out of what he's saying, out of what God is speaking. You know what I'm saying? So
okay.
they're all getting, I mean, he's speaking, this is... kind of the Christian, modern day, would say, this is the Christian walk looks like.
Okay.
This, and this. And everybody's going, whoa, like I get that. Like I get that. And it's, you know?
Right.
But it was to a crowd. And then he goes and he has one-on-one conversation with his disciples. And he kind of tells them about it.
Yeah.
You see?
He breaks it down further for them.
Right.
They get kind of the inside info.
Yeah.
All right, we're good?
Enough of the preaching talk. talk about this kind of like acceptance, this place where you became rooted in Jesus, and what do you think happened in this intellectual or kind of understanding of, yeah, yeah, Jesus, but then this like, ooh, yeah, Jesus.
Right.
I mean, talk me through that a little bit. So, what's that like? What's the difference in that?
I think the difference is, so besides how you said it, ooh, Jesus, yeah, and like, ooh, Jesus.
Yeah.
I think the difference is, well, I'll tell you this. I was up in Kentucky, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was, this girl that was, I met, she was writing this like poem about the rain, and it was all symbolic. And I said, I like playing in the rain, but I don't like getting wet. And she said, I wonder if that's how I am in my walk with Christ.
Oh, wow.
Right?
Wow.
And so I think it goes from, nice, I like playing in the rain, to, yeah, no, like I want to get wet.
Wow. You know? That's good. That is good.
Yeah.
And so now you're participating in what's, right, happening.
Yeah.
Instead of, yeah, I believe that that happened.
Yeah. It's more, right, or less like, I die, I go to heaven, cool. But now it's like, I have a job to do on earth, and I don't want to miss that.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. So let's talk about worship. I got a worship shirt on. And a worship hat. What's worship to you?
Worship is a heart posture of full surrender of your will, your desires, and your life to God.
Nice. Say that again.
Worship is a heart posture of full surrender of your wants, your desires, and your life to God.
Okay.
You see, so in the Greek...
Heart posture, meaning, yeah, kind of state of being.
Yeah.
So it's not like an attitude. It's a little deeper than attitude.
Right, right, right.
It's
right,
a, understanding its core, yeah, it's this is who I am, is this.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What were you going to say about?
In the Greek, the same word for worship is also the same word we get work from.
A word?
Yeah. So, like, everything you do should be worship.
Yeah.
Because worship's not, my pastor, he puts it, worship is not a song, it's a heart posture.
Mm-hmm.
And so, if your heart's not right, your song is not worship, it's just a song.
One of the things that you talked about is heaven, okay? And personally, I'm not going to share this thought without sharing personally. Personally, I don't spend a lot of time thinking about,
yeah,
heaven. To me, it's pretty freaking awesome here. Like, I'm not in a hurry to get to heaven. Mm-hmm. I enjoy it here. I'm really enjoying being here with you and Jordan, yeah, in this room, and it's like, this is pretty friggin' awesome.
Right.
You know? So I don't personally spend a lot of time thinking about heaven, but the times that I have, I kind of think, man, is it just a change of circumstances? Like, the way I hear people talk about heaven is, when I get to heaven, things will be like this.
Right.
And so it's almost like all heaven is a change of circumstance.
Okay.
What
is heaven? Is that what you're asking?
Well, I mean, what do you think about that thought?
The heaven being a change of circumstance?
Yeah.
I think that would just be like more or less like a mindset. Like, oh, I'm just going through hell right now, bro. I'm in heaven right now, bro. But it's not like I'm seriously in heaven, you know? It's not like the kingdom of heaven.
Right. Know? What about this, like, principles of, like, kingdom, you know, kingdom come, your will be done,
yeah,
right? This Jesus embodiment of God indwelling within the created.
Mm-hmm.
This interlacing or intersecting of heaven and earth.
Right.
Together in kingdom. And isn't that a little bit of what happens when we, like what you described as worship, collectively come together in our state of being, surrender, submit, and call out to God? Isn't that a little bit of kingdom and heaven on earth?
Yeah, I think that's what, when the Bible speaks of kingdom of God,
mm-hmm,
it's always separate from kingdom of heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so I think the kingdom of God is now, but not yet heaven.
Okay.
You see?
Okay.
Yeah.
Go into that a little bit more.
And so I think the kingdom of God is now, like, your kingdom come, your will be done here now, right now.
On earth so, as it is in heaven.
Exactly. So if it's saying your kingdom come as it is in heaven, it's not literally saying heaven become on earth, right? Mm-hmm. It's more or less saying your kingdom, your reign, mm-hmm. your acceptance of you, your deity, your worship, your will, I want to further that.
Right.
It's the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
You see, the kingdom of God on earth being the saints or sinners, whatever, believers coming and ushering out God's will mm-hmm. through their lives to bring people to Christ.
Yeah. Right. Where do you learn all this stuff at?
Where do I learn it?
Yeah.
The Bible.
Yeah?
Yeah, the Bible talks about it. All of it.
You don't have any teachers? Any
sages? Yeah, dude. I have, I think, the best communicator of the gospel I've ever heard as my pastor.
Oh, wow.
I don't mean any disrespect to anybody else, obviously. Yeah. But, and I have...
Who's your pastor?
His name's Mark Evans.
Okay.
It's Believers Church, Douglasville, Georgia. Mm-hmm. I think I have a great mentor who's also my youth minister. Mm-hmm. And I think that a lot of times what I really do is I'll look at here are two extremes in Christianity, and I'll just search it out. What does the Bible say? And oftentimes it's somewhere in the middle.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that was one of the things we talked about, was like you kind of like, all right, here's this view. It's really maybe what would someone would say, well, this is a liberal view, and then here's more conservative, and you, because I do that too. I like to watch atheist videos, like where atheists are just like bashing on Christianity.
Right.
Because to me, it's interesting to hear their point of view on what's happening, you know? Because that person is just as qualified, and Jesus died for that person just as much as exactly. me. And obviously they're alive and living on earth, so God has willed them into being. And so they're just as important as anybody else. But mm-hmm. beside that, I like hearing that opposite thought, because I think sometimes we get kind of caught up into this group think, and we forget that, you know, like when we say Paul, mm-hmm. we know when we say Paul.
Yeah.
Oh, we're like Paul. Yeah. But
my boy Paul.
Yeah. People who aren't Christians are like, these guys always talk about Paul. Who's this guy Paul?
Is he in San Diego? Paul?
Yeah. Right. Exactly. And so it's always to keep in mind, especially online, and we're going to get to this on what your presence is online, especially online, because we don't know who's being exposed, mm-hmm. and especially like this show, is like. I never want to discount that, hey, somebody listening might not be a Christian.
Yeah.
And when I say worship, they're thinking we're, you know, bathing in blood on some blade stuff or something. Yeah, they don't know what we mean. Well, like,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
So,
that's true.
So tell me about, so that kind of goes into what your ministry is online. Tell me about what you do online and
okay. Yeah. My whole mission for online is to go into all the world and make disciples, right? And through social media, I can go to all the world and stay in my living room. You see?
Nice.
And so, I mean, the more people that see it, so online, I try not to go too deep into like big, like, do this, you gotta do this, and make it rules. I don't try to make it like big, deep theological things.
Theological.
I just try to make it just encouraging about Jesus, just this who Jesus is. A lot of times I'll get questions from people, just deep mm-hmm. questions. Hey man, I'm this. How does that affect my walk with Jesus? Does Jesus love me if I do this?
Right.
You know, and so I just open this thing. Hey, message me. Let's talk about it. Because I can't answer anything in a 59-second Instagram video, really. Yeah. You know.
But you do get a lot of messages.
Yeah.
You spend a lot of time on there.
I spend a lot of time answering people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's that like? Like, you know, because you are just messaging back and forth, and you're probably getting, give me an example. What are some of the questions you get?
Do I go to hell if I'm gay? Can I be gay and a Christian? You know, does God love me if I sin? Can I lose my salvation? Is baptism required to go to heaven? Stuff like that.
Dang, you get a lot of hard questions.
Yeah, and I think a lot of times people are trying to like, gotcha questions.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of people that are really sincere.
Yeah.
And so a lot of times I just try to test the waters. I'll ask them a question back to see kind of where they're coming from.
Right.
You know?
Are you really asking this question, or are you just trying to... Yeah. I've found that what I'm titling that quote, and I'm coining this phrase, bro. Digital missionary.
Digital missionary.
Yeah.
Nice.
Because there's like, what, a billion people online every day?
Oh, yeah.
Right? It's a lot. And so I was talking to a friend of mine, a pastor friend of mine, about this digital missionary. And I'm like, you know, people just don't get it. Well, people, I mean, the church, the big church in the building, they don't understand what I mean by digital missionary. They're like, well, our services are online. That's not what I mean. Right. That's not what I'm saying. And he created this great kind of analogy or whatever, metaphor. I don't know. I'm not smart enough for that stuff. But he's basically like, you know, it's a little bit like Paul in the boat.
Uh-huh.
There goes Paul again. That crazy guy we're talking about.
Who's Paul?
Uh-huh. Who's Paul? Paul from the Bible. Paul, who was Saul. When he got on the boat and started going everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, no one was doing that. I mean, he kind of pioneered that.
Right.
Getting on the boat and going off.
Evangelism.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so what his thing was like, man, it's so weird that they don't understand that, because it's part of our fundamental principles,
right.
You know. All you're doing and all I think we're doing is using the tools that's out there. So, like, what's the platform that you get the most kind of interaction on?
Definitely Instagram.
Yeah.
Definitely Instagram, yeah.
Yeah. And are you, like, searching hashtags and kind of, like, seeking out and commenting? Or are you just kind of putting out content and people are hitting you back?
Yeah. Majority of the second one.
Okay.
And so when I get a follower, I send them a message. Every time I get a follower, I say, hey, like, thanks, your support means a lot to me. Glad you want to further the gospel with me. But I want you to know I'm here for you. If you get something, you can message me. You know, this is not a source of entertainment. Let's do life together.
Wow.
Type thing.
Nice.
You know, and so I kind of
every new follower gets that message?
Mm-hmm.
Is it a new one, or you just, like, save it in your notes?
Yeah, I kind of just save it.
If you're listening and you follow it and you got that message. But it's no less meaningful.
Oh, no. Right? Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
do people respond back to that?
Yeah. I mean, most people are like, oh, dude, that's so sweet. Okay, and the thing is, my followers, I think my Instagram said almost 90% female.
Really?
Yeah. And I don't know why that is. But I think it's because females are a lot better, like, opening up to somebody. Well, guys are like, yeah, I got it.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Yeah. I'm good.
You know. And so,
how you doing? I'm good.
So a lot of guys would just be like,
what are we gonna eat?
A lot of guys would be like, thanks, bro. And a lot of girls are like, wow, like, I have somebody I can talk to. You know?
And then you're like, dang, I resend the invitation.
Yeah, and then, but this, I heard one person was like,
what? Time to cut.
Okay.
Oh. One guy was like,
give me attention.
Yeah.
One guy was like,
hold on, let's reset, because I think we're getting into some good stuff. We're losing light, so maybe we want to open those back up.
We definitely losing light. Looks weird.
Yeah. And now I'm getting brightness on my face. Maybe we gotta move. Yeah. This is good so far. I think we hit a couple good little grinds on there. I think now that we're getting into the nitty gritty. All
right.
I like that idea of messaging people, and I know I need to do that. I need to message the new followers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually got that idea from a Christian rapper. I followed a Christian rapper, and he goes, yo, bro, thanks for following me. Appreciate it. You're awesome. You know, you can pre-order my stuff here. I mean, it's kind of promoting, but I was like, dude, what if I did that?
Nice.
And instead of promoting, I was just opening up a doorway for people.
Dude, that's all I'm doing. I'm just doing what Gary Vaynerchuk's doing
for business.
I love
some Gary Vaynerchuk.
Oh, I love Gary V. But I'm just taking what Gary V does. I'm doing it, you know.
Yeah. Exactly.
To, you know, hopefully lead people into some sense of revelation to Jesus.
So the problem with you guys is rotate the table around so you're facing this way.
Okay.
All right.
You're facing in.
Oh, that's a major change.
Let's rotate.
In the view.
Well, should we? We can leave it where it is. The only thing that's going on now is there's a huge amount of difference in brightness between the left side of your face and the left side of your face. Mm-hmm. So the left side of your face is black, almost. And
what if we cut the lights on?
Well, only one light comes on.
I mean, we can keep shooting, but we're going get into problems of contrast now.
Well, let's go ahead and let's continue moving on. I want to continue this conversation audio. We're fine with the cameras. All
right.
Yeah.
So I'll go ahead. I'm just going to kill the cameras.
Yeah, because we'll probably go somewhere and shoot some more.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good idea.
Okay.
Yeah.
But we were talking about, where were we at? You were talking about how people message you and you felt like mostly females.
Yeah.
Listen
to this statistic. Listen to this statistic.
Okay.
This statistic. 80% of, well, there's one that says if the dad, like if the man of the household starts going to a church, there's an 80% chance that the rest of the family will go.
Right.
If a female goes, there's a 20% chance the rest of the family will go. And there's another statistic that says that out of the people that are Christian, right?
Yeah.
80% of those are female. And then 80% of the people that are Christians, 80% of the people that are female are the ones that are doing something. And so the guys are just kind of like not Christian and not doing anything with it.
Interesting.
Which is just crazy.
Yeah.
Which is, I don't know why, if that has anything to do with it.
But you would think that if a majority of, if when men come to church, the families follow, you would think then men would spend more time, you know, masculinizing churches, right? Andy Stanley wrote this in a book that, you know, they had this big, some church, I don't know what it was, had this great big floral arrangement in the foyer. And the pastor came out and was like, nah. So the pastor went to Harley Davidson, local Harley Davidson, and said, hey, would you want to park a Harley in our freaking foyer? The guys were like, yeah, sure. I think the guy went to the church. So they parked a Harley in the foyer. And so, because they were trying to be attractional to men. This is all the stuff that'll break your heart once you continue to move into ministry, when you find out the business of religion. It is in direct contrast with the practice of faith, at least in my experience. And I'm here for you when you cross that road. Because you go on Instagram messes the shit out of me when that happens. Dude. But let's talk about this searching hashtags and finding people.
Okay.
And I've said this before, but I think we can really talk about this here, is just for an example, hashtag cutting. Mm-hmm. And you and I both know the results that come when we search that, right?
Yeah.
It's a reality, right?
Yeah.
I mean, people are really... Now, Instagram has kind of cut down what they'll show and stuff. Posts stay up less this time. But there has been a lot of people that I've found in there, and so I'll message. And so kind of what is your, I don't know, modality or method, you know, when you do decide to, you know, wade the waters of the digital waters and kind of outreach and get one-on-one with people?
So a big thing today is just depression, self-harm, thoughts of suicide. I mean, especially in teens and young adults, especially with 13 Reasons Why coming out.
Right.
I think that show, I'm not trying to like throw shade on a Most High show, but I think it kind of did the opposite of what it wanted to do. Like, oh, let's bring awareness to this, but now it's more acceptable, I think. Mm. And so it's kind of a trend to be suicidal.
Depressed and suicidal.
You know? And so now we have people more than ever that want to kill themselves and nobody knows about it.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And so you go on Instagram and you see people have like second, third accounts that nobody's following just so they can post stuff about wanting to kill themselves.
Really?
And you're like, well, yeah, you're like, what?
How are you finding them?
Well, I mean, so if you search up hashtag suicide, hashtag depression, you
right.
know, hashtag kill myself, something like that.
Yeah.
A lot of it's Instagram will go, are you okay? Do you need somebody to talk to? And then you go, yeah. And you skip past that, and then you see all the people. I mean, there's videos of just people putting montages together of just people falling off buildings, and it's so crazy to watch, yeah.
So, okay, so you find somebody, it resonates with you, you go, I'm going to reach out to that person. What do?
Yeah, I think a lot of times when you come at them with Jesus, you get the biggest backlash.
Right.
Like, I don't want help, and I definitely don't want Jesus.
Right.
You know, I think you...
Well, and what they don't want is they don't want... what they think Jesus is.
Right.
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 They're not necessarily rejecting Jesus himself.
Right.
Because they might not yet have had the real opportunity. Yeah. Right. So you don't start with Jesus. Jesus loves you, bro. Don't kill yourself.
Yeah.
Right?
No, I don't.
I mean, but there's no, that is the truth.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But it's like, you kind of have to, so what do you say? What's like, give me an example.
A lot of times that's, hey, bro, or hey, if it's not a bro.
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing? They'll be like, have we met? I'll be like,
yeah.
I don't know. Have we met?
Yeah, right.
Now the conversation's intrigued. They're like, maybe I have met this person, you know? And now they're talking, and it's just, when you don't know somebody, if I live in a different state than you, I can open up to you.
Yes.
Nobody's going to judge me.
Yes.
And so you'll find that people just start talking.
Yes.
You know?
That's what we find with the Most High Show, that I've had people reach out to me that I'm like, I had someone's family member reach out to me. Mm-hmm. Someone who like lives like in my area. And wow. Their family member reached out to me because they didn't want the family to know.
Right, right.
Because I do. I think that it's easier to kind of, I always have this image in my mind of them typing and then putting their phone down and then maybe like peeking at the phone to see if there's a response.
Yeah, yeah.
And seeing what the response is. And then they read the response and then they kind of respond back. But I do. I feel like it creates an opportunity that maybe we didn't have before as, people who are trying to help others, right? Mm. So you just start a conversation, basically.
Just start a conversation. Be their friend.
Yeah.
A lot of people just need somebody that say, hey, bro, I'm not going to try to fix you.
Right.
You know, I'm not trying to convert you, or I'm not trying to tell you you're so wrong because you feel this way. I'm just going to be your friend.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. In what you're talking about is something that keeps reoccurring is the space. Creating the space for people to be themselves, to be accepted as they are, and then be given the opportunity to grow.
Right.
And I think like, I don't get a lot. I've had a couple people who have like questioned my motives because I'm critical of the church because I think the church can do so much. Mm-hmm. And so my critique of the church is not a bashing or condemning, but it more of a, if we can learn how to create that space, how many more could be reached or could be quote unquote saved?
Yeah.
Right? And so you're finding that when you're reaching out to people, giving them that space to be themselves. And I find that too with addicts and people who are in recovery or people who are going through spiritual crisis. That a lot of times they just need the place to be that, all right, you're stressed out, your life is falling apart. Okay.
Yeah.
That's okay. It's okay to feel that way. Wait, it's okay to be mad at my dad for what? Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah.
And people, when they hear that, they're so blown away by that, right?
Yeah.
I feel like that's how Jesus talks to me personally when I'm like in those moments and I'm kind of, talking and praying or whatever it is, and I feel like I get that response back. That's cool. I know you're stressed out about that.
Yeah.
All right.
I think that's what Jesus did. I mean, Peter denied Jesus 3 times.
Yeah.
Get so beat up, he didn't even go to his cross.
Yeah.
So much more beat up that he went back to what Jesus told him not to do, started fishing again.
Mm-hmm.
And now Jesus comes to Peter. He said, hey, after you resurrected, do you love me?
Right.
Peter's like, yeah. Then he goes, do you love me?
Right.
Peter's like, yeah. He's like, do you love me? And I said, Peter was hurt. Right. I don't know why. He was hurt because he got asked a 3rd time, right?
Yeah.
But maybe he was hurt because he doesn't believe me that I love him. So he has to ask me 3 times because what I did was so bad, there's no way I could actually love him. And but what Jesus is saying is, I don't care what you did. I just care about your love. Do you love me? Because I love you.
Right.
It's okay to hurt.
Right.
You rejected me 3 times. Peter, that's okay.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and that acceptance that it's okay. Peter then preached to 3,000 people, got them all saved.
Right. Jesus is always doing, the thing about the specific accounts of Jesus' life on earth, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, is when you read that, if you're somebody who doesn't read the Bible and you're deciding, I'm going to check this out, Jesus is always doing a couple things at a time. Mm-hmm. It's very rare that he's only doing one thing.
Yeah.
And it's so beautiful the way scripture can come alive. And that's why it's, to me, that's why it's lasted as long as it has, right? I mean, here you are. I mean, it's like you're reading the best-selling book was wrote you know,
thousands
of years ago, you know. Yeah, for sure. So what's next for you? What are your aspirations? Where do you want to go with this preaching, this digital missionary work?
Right now, I have this kind of vision, dream, heart for just connecting people to authentic worship.
Okay.
Right? And I would say, like, teaching about worship. Because I think the Bible says worship lasts forever. Prophecy is great. Preaching is great. But worship is what lasts forever.
Okay.
And so that's...
You want to connect people to
I want to connect people to worship. But it's not just in the church. Mm-hmm. I want to connect people outside the church to worship. Because a lot of times they get turned off from Jesus because of the church. They get turned off from the church. So you have people that say, I had no problem with Jesus, but I have a big problem with that pastor. And now I'm not a Christian.
Right.
You know? But if you're just like,
it's like, that's not a good enough reason to not continue in the faith just because this pastor.
It's like Jesus is not a church. That pastor is not Jesus.
Right.
You know, so here's what real worship is. It looks like in your bedroom telling Jesus, hey, Jesus, I kind of want to watch porn right now, but I love you too much to do that. Will you help me? That's worship.
Yeah.
You see? Hey, Jesus, I'm really mad at this person. And every time I think of him, I want to punch him in the face, but you told me to forgive. Can you help me? Yeah. You know, hey, Jesus, I know I'm supposed to be doing something. Can you lead me? I want to just follow you.
Yeah.
Just seeking that God to just help you and just indwell you more, make you more like Christ. That's what worship is.
Yeah.
You see?
So your goal is to kind of somehow do that.
Somehow. Tell people, kind of, here's room for you to be human.
Yeah.
And in that, you can worship.
Yeah, and we talked a little bit about that and how can how's that practically look.
Yeah.
And I think we're down for the cause.
Nice.
Yeah, I think that's something. It's about connecting and creating meaningful relationships. The thing that I find is like if a person doesn't know how to be like authentic and real with another person, I don't think it's fair to expect them to be authentic and real with.
Yeah.
You know, the God who is.
Yeah.
You know? So it's like, if I can help somebody to learn themselves and learn how to be in a relationship with another human that's healthy, in that you find a lot of these great... It's like the, you know, the Trinity in marriage, right? Husband, wife, God. Right? You know, that there's these Trinities everywhere, you know? And it's like sometimes we start people with going, hey, you got to have a relationship with God. And maybe it's not inaccurate or it's not untrue that that needs to be the primary relationship, but much like the Son had to come to bring attention to the Father, sometimes we have to come and bring attention to the Father, but maybe it has to start with us having a good relationship with that person.
I think it's another thing that's crazy. People ask me why I try to dress so nice. Because every time I dress nice...
Wait, you try to dress nice?
I try to dress nice. Every time I dress nice, somebody in public always come up to me and talk to me about my outfit. That starts a connection.
So are you saying that I need to rock skinny jeans?
Skinny jeans don't make you skinny.
Yeah, I look like a chicken leg if I
No, but jeans. I feel like everything we do, that could just... We can connect it.
Yeah.
Because if I dress nice, somebody... I like your outfit. Thanks, man. What's your name?
Yeah.
You know, and that starts the conversation.
Cool. That's gonna work. That's gonna work for about 10 more years.
Oh yeah, and then you got to change it up.
Roll with that as long as you can.
Yeah.
Well, so I think, but if anyone's lasted this long in the conversation, they've seen, you know, why. I thought your story was so amazing and needed to be told because this conversation, and you know, I feel like I can hear Jordan shaking his head like this is the stuff that. You know, we're made for is these kind of things.
Yeah.
And what you're doing is great. And so currently they can follow you on Instagram.
Yep. Kevin Jobe Smith.
Kevin.
K-E-V-I-N. J-O-B-E-S-M-I-T-H.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so they can follow you there.
Yeah.
And if they want to come see you, they can see you at the church, right? Whatever church you're
in. Yeah, I'll be telling, like, hey, I'm speaking here on Instagram.
Yeah.
So if they follow me on Instagram, they can kind of keep up with me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Cool.
Cool.
Well, this has been the Most High Show. I've enjoyed it, and we're gonna keep it moving. Hopefully, there's tacos in this town.
There's good tacos.
All right. Thanks, man.